player move over the break and where he fits into your operation?
Well, you know, Charles is a guy that's played corner and safety and nickel in this league, so it gives us depth at multiple positions. He's been spending most of his time in this league at the safety position, but he has played corner and he has played nickel, so it gives us a lot of flexibility.
And could you talk about Jonathan Babineau? He looks like he was back in the open period today from his foot.
Yeah, Jonathan Babineau, I don't know that we have to do an official injury report, so we'll make it an unofficial Smitty report on Monday. Okay, you got it. Jonathan was a limited participant in practice, and we anticipate by the time we get back here on Wednesday that he should be ready to be full speed.
How did the self-scout go? You all said you were going to look at some stuff before you got out to...
Well, anytime you go through a self-scout and you've had the first half of the season like we've had, it's not good. There's a lot of things that stand out numbers-wise. You can crunch the numbers and you can make them look, try to make them look good, make them look bad. There's a lot of things that we got to get better at. We still have the markers that we look at. On the offensive side of the ball over the last five games have taken a big dip, and that's really what we tried to focus on was the last five games, not the first three games of the season. I think it was important for us to look at really with the guys that we're going to be playing with through the second half of the season, and there's a lot of areas that we've got to improve on, and it's just not the players, it's the coaches. We're all in this together. On the offensive side, the third down has gone down. First down efficiency, those are areas that we've got to get much better at.
Could you talk about the kid Stone? What did you all see that you all liked initially to put him on the 53, and now you have him in the lineup?
James is a really smart guy. He was a guy that we worked out. The scouting department had worked him out. Coach Tice went and spent some time with him. Was very impressed with his ability to talk the game of football, and I think he's cerebral when it comes to making the calls, and that he impressed us all through the preseason and actually won a spot on the 53-man roster, and has had an opportunity to go in there and play the last game in three quarters, and I think he's going to be a good football player. He's going to have his uh-oh moments like all young guys will go through. But we just hope that we eliminate him and they're not in critical times.
Coach, come on, have you made a decision yet on Drew Davis?
We anticipate Drew is still working on the side today, but we do anticipate that we'll probably be starting his clock on Wednesday. And barring anything unforeseen, he's supposed to see the doctor again today, but he's been doing some work on the side, and we anticipate that his clock will be starting on Wednesday. I believe it's 21 days.
Kamal Ishmael has had some rough moments, like you mentioned, as a young guy. He's not the only one, obviously. But
We've all had rough moments, including me.
But how does he hold up confidence-wise, you think, just being a young player? He really wasn't expected to play as much as he is this year.
I think that his skill set is best suited for being closer to the line. He's done some really good things in terms of playing the run and being part of a run defense. I think we will go through a learning curve in the past the further he gets away from the line of scrimmage, but he's done some good things. But unfortunately, when a safety makes a mistake, it's kind of like when the punter or the kicker or the quarterback or the coach makes it. Everybody knows it.
And I was talking to some of the DBs about, they call it the plaster drills that you do when the quarterback breaks contain.
Yes.
What's the principle behind that as far as the defensive backs are concerned?
The principle when you have a zone defense and the integrity of the play breaks down and the quarterback starts to scramble, you match the guy in your zone and it turns in from a zone defense to a man defense. That's the theory behind plastering.
Sorry. Some of the guys in the locker room said it's time to just let the chips fall where they may, go 100 miles an hour, whether it means mistakes are good or good. Is that one of the mentalities you guys are kind of passing down from above, or is that something the players are kind of just
instituting
themselves?
I believe, and we believe as a coaching staff, we all know where we're at. We haven't had the first half of the season that we would like, and our focus really needs to be on today And once we finish today, then we move on to the next day. And that's how we have to approach it. I think it's very important for us as a team to not be worrying about anybody else but ourselves and trying to be the best that we can be. We're going to continue to coach aggressively, and we're going to continue to go out and play aggressively. And I think it's very important for us to put together some solid days on the practice field. And the thing that hasn't been happening is it hasn't carried over to the game field for 60 minutes. We've seen spurts in games that we like, but we haven't been able to put it together since our game against Tampa on Thursday night.
After the way that game went, do you think you'll get a little something extra from them just because of the way they were, pretty much embarrassed in that game?
This is a division game, and I know that Lovey will have them ready to play. That game is going to really have no bearing on what's going to happen in this ball game. We're two different football teams. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now. They've shown improvement over the last two or three weeks.
How does Gerald McCoy change the dynamic with them? He didn't play the last time.
He did not play in the game last week. He leads their team in sacks. He's a very explosive defensive lineman. It's not that he's going to line up on one side. He moves. He's their three technique. It's going to be based on what we do formationally. So both guards are going to get an opportunity to have to block him. But he is one of the most explosive guys in all the league. I think he is very similar to the guy that we played last week and the guy that wore number 90. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.